The Irish Times, Irish Independent and Irish Daily Mail all lead with the line that cybersecurity experts are monitoring the dark web for evidence of data from the HSE ransomware attack being dumped online. The Times reports that Cabinet will be briefed today on the cyber attack that has severely affected the health service amid fears in government that patients' private information will be abused by those responsible. According to The Independent, it has not been confirmed that the redacted material currently being assessed is from the HSE's IT system and that it is not uncommon for cyber gangs to use false information to force their targets into action. And the paper also reports that the Defence Forces have been drafted in to bring computers to stricken hospitals around the country. In its lead story, The Mail suggests that if sensitive information of patients is leaked online, the HSE could face a wave of expensive lawsuits from patients whose private information has been breached. The Irish Examiner leads with the line that in the briefing it received from the HSE and the National Cyber Security Centre last night, the government was told that as a result of the cyber attack, the health system has had to go back to how it functioned in the 1970s and 80s. Elsewhere on the front pages, the Irish Daily Star leads with the latest planning objection, which Pat and Cathy Kenny have lodged against the proposal to build a nursing home beside their family home in Dalkey in South Dublin. As part of their opposition to the proposal, the Kennys assert that the way the developer, Bartra Capital, plans to protect an underground badger set on the site would actually result in the extermination of the badger family that lives there. Pat's set for badger war is the headline there. A document from the investigation into the PSNI's handling of Bobby Storey's funeral, which reveals that Sinn Féin MLA Gerry Kelly told the PSNI that up to 10,000 people were likely to attend his funeral days before he died, generates the lead story in the Belfast Telegraph. An estimated 2,000 mourners subsequently attended the funeral in West Belfast. For its lead story, meanwhile, the Irish News reports that prominent loyalist Jamie Bryson has called on 14 people suspected of taking part in parades in Armagh staged in protest at the policing of Bobby Storey's funeral and the Northern Ireland Protocol to ignore requests to attend police interviews. And finally, all of today's papers carry reports on yesterday's reopening of shops. Writing in The Examiner, Liz Dunphy describes how Brown Thomas in Cork gave their first 1,000 customers flowers, while the heady smell of incense floated out of other shops, which had all been shuttered since last year. Louise Rosengrave reports from the town of Ennisdiamon in County Clare in The Times, while in his visit to Dublin City Centre for The Independent, one of the shoppers Conor Feehan met outside Penny's on Mary Street was 85-year-old Maggie Trimble, who's had both of her jabs and has missed shopping during lockdown. "I can't even play a video, let alone shop online," she joked.